Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. What's going on, Mike?
What's happening, man?
Nothing much, man. Just doing the thing, living the dream, and getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm probably more excited about the Super Bowl than most people today, being that I'm a Niners fan. So I'm super psyched that my Niners are in the big game. The quest for six,
I'm
baby.
I'm interested in it.
Well, that's because you have the Niners. And you're...
True. I got a lot of money on the line, so I got to think.
So I mean,
a lot of money. Potentially get money tonight.
Hey, potentially getting any money is always good.
That's true.
I don't care if you got $10 on the line, $50 on the line, $100 on the line.
That's right.
Try to find like a happy medium for your sound.
Okay.
I'll get there eventually. So I turned down the phone, and then kind of turned up the speaker.
Yeah.
We'll see if that does that works well. I think it is.
Hope so.
It's just finding the right level. When I find the right level, right, we get there. I think this is it from your responses. So what I do is I kind of just look at it on the computer and see where it goes, where my volume level is and where yours is. So looks like we're pretty close right now.
I got it. Okay.
What?
Yeah, I got it. I understand.
I get it. So, great week of wrestling. Royal Rumble, we're on the heels of. I thought it was one of the better Rumbles in recent years. If you didn't see my review, go to GodHatesGeeks.com, look for the Ringside Apostles, and there's a Sean and Sean Show review of the Rumble. I think we're going to start doing more reviews on the site rather than previews. Like, we do a lot of previews of wrestling events. We were talking about, instead of doing so many previews, we're going to do reviews of the shows.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it. It took me a while to, like, switch over and get used to doing previews and kind of coming up with a scoring system on how I grade matches and give all my Bible scores. But I think I'm comfortable with it now. So now I'm good with putting on my Puff Meltzer hat and going out there and grading shows.
What did you give a grade for the Rumble?
I think I gave it a 3.5. I think I gave it 3.5 Bibles.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. I would agree with that. 3.5.
It wasn't incredible, but it wasn't horrible either.
No, it was pretty solid all around. There were a couple of things that kind of like, but for the most part, it was fine.
True. There were some surprises. I always like surprises. Not many, though, because we kind of knew everybody that was going to be in it. The Women's Rumble, nobody really cared about. It wasn't as much of a botch fest as I thought the Women's Rumble would be.
No, although I thought the ending sucked.
Well, I think everybody thought the ending sucked in that. I don't know. I wasn't a huge... Charlotte, I'm kind of over Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I would have been... I think it was dumb for her to win. I think they get a perfect opportunity to have Shayna Baszler win it. And, you know, make a star. You could have set up Baszler and Lynn. I mean, you still might do it, but just, you know, it would have been easier for it to just be like, okay, we'll just do Baszler and Lynch at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably still end up doing it that way, but now you have to, like, make stories.
Rumor and innuendo is that Charlotte's going to go after the NXT Women's Championship. I mean, the NXT Championship, because now they don't call it Women's Championship anymore.
Yeah. But, all right. But, I mean, is that to what? To give Rhea Ripley a big win, a legit win or something?
I don't know. I don't know who they're going to have win it, but Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley, I would see. And then you got Becky Lynch, and you can do that Shayna Baszler thing. And then you've got, because we already know we're going to get Bayley versus, who the hell did she just fight with? Naomi.
Naomi.
Another one I don't really care about. I'm not a huge Naomi fan.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Bayley. Well, it may not be Bayley and Naomi. I don't know if it's going to make it to WrestleMania, but right now that's
I mean, true. We're only in February, so we do have February and March to go. So we have Elimination Chamber, yeah. And I believe there's only going to be one other pay-per-view. Like, the Saudi show is the February pay-per-view.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
No, it does. There's no other February pay-per-view. You know how usually they have a pay-per-view and then they do the Saudi Arabia show on top of it?
Yeah.
It's not happening like that this time. It's just the Saudi show happening.
Like I said, those Saudi shows, like, they don't really count as actual pay-per-views. Like, they don't really do anything when it comes to, like, storyline building or anything like that. It's just...
I think they're going to this time, though, because of how it falls. So you've got it falling on the road to WrestleMania. There's no other pay-per-view in the month of February to build up your Mania storylines. So I don't think all the old ones, everyone we've seen so far has just kind of been a showcase. Yeah. I think this one is going to be more of your classic pay-per-view where they're going to use it to continue and set up stories for Mania because it's on the road to Mania. And there's no other pay-per-view. If it was the Saudi show on a Thursday and then either a week before or a week after, we were still going to have a regular monthly pay-per-view for February, then I'd say, oh, yeah, this is a throwaway pay-per-view. But I feel like this is going to play into the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, the problem is that those Saudi shows are on at, like, 12 in the afternoon or 1 in the afternoon because of the time difference, so you're not going to get the same...
It's also on a Thursday, usually. Which is stupid.
You're not going to get the same buys and the same, like, you know, eyes that you would get for a regular pay-per-view. So to have big things happen at a pay-per-view that not a lot of people are going to see is kind of dumb.
I feel like people are going to see them, though.
Not live, though. They'll probably watch it afterwards.
I guess. And maybe they will as just a... So here's the schedule. February 16th is NXT TakeOver Portland.
Yeah.
Then February 27th is WWE Super Showdown in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Then March 8th is Elimination Chamber in Philly. Then it's Mania.
Right.
That's it. So we only have Elimination Chamber. So I feel like they got to do something in that show. Maybe not. The whole show might not be storyline-based for Mania, but I feel like you got to use a little bit of that undercard for that purpose.
Yeah, I didn't say that part. I'm surprised they're going back there considering everything that happened the last time they were in Saudi Arabia.
Well, they got a deal going with them, you know what I mean? You can't just kind of balk on a deal with all the money that they have coming in.
Yeah, but they don't get paid for it anyways. That was the whole issue the last time.
Right? And then they held the plane. They're not going to come back this time.
Exactly. It's like scary and stuff. It's like, you know, so I'm surprised they were like, oh, we'll just go back there again. Like, Vince is all like, no, we're going back in February.
Yeah, Vince doesn't care.
I'd be surprised if a lot of people don't actually go to this one. I think the more, you know, usually you get like one or two people that don't go. And I think you might get a couple more people that won't want to go this time.
I mean, I'm going to say this. They have one match. They've already booked one match for this show. And it's going to be the New Day defending against Miz and Morrison.
Yeah.
I love what they're doing with Miz and bringing back John Morrison and putting them together. I think it's freaking great.
Yeah.
I hope that they get the tag titles here and build themselves to Mania for that. It's going to be kind of amazing.
They probably will, and then they'll just lose them right back at Mania.
You think so?
Probably to a returning Xavier Woods.
And Xavier Woods turns heel?
I don't know about that.
Oh, you said by a returning Xavier Woods.
Yeah, returning.
I thought you said they would be turning Woods. Xavier Woods. I don't know.
Returning, yes. By a returning Xavier Woods, he should be probably back by then.
Yeah, he should be. Well, I don't know. I'm looking forward to that. I'm a big Miz fan. Everybody knows that. I like the Miz. So I love this little run they're going to give him with their tag team. But let's kind of break down what we saw at the Rumble, the entire Rumble card. We had it was a great show. I don't think I can really complain about much of the Rumble. I lied. There was no point in Shorty G versus Sheamus. Let's be real.
Yeah, there's no point in that.
Why this whole Shorty G thing? Like, that was supposed to be like a knock and a joke by Corbin, and they just decided to run with it, and now he goes by Shorty G. Why?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, so terrible. Get rid of it. Stop with it. You know, it's awful.
Yeah, I thought it was a very blah match.
Yeah.
One of the most embarrassing things going on the card is the Shorty G thing. Before you, like, really look at it, and then you see a Rusev cuck, and you realize, oh, wait, yeah, that's way worse than Shorty G. So, I mean, it could be worse.
True.
Chad Gable could be a cuckold while someone else is having sex with his wife.
Yeah. Well, they don't ever do that anymore. But...
So when you look at that now, Shorty G isn't that bad. But that match was like, blah. I gave it 2.5 Bibles.
Yeah, I think this might be too high. I think no higher than 2, maybe even no higher than 1.5. It was a pointless match. There's no reason for it. Like you said, it was an absolutely worthless, pointless match.
Well, it was. I like those fast squashes sometimes. It was good to see Sheamus come out and just do a squash.
Yeah, it kind of builds on that on the bike.
Anybody else?
Anywhere else?
Yeah, they didn't have to. Yeah. They're misusing Chad Gable's talents.
Right. Yeah.
But hey, whatever. He should have never cut his hair short. Who's trying to call me right now? G Lobo. I'm gonna send this guy a decline and. I'll call you right back. There we go. You probably didn't hear that, but I just got a phone call, so I got a beep came across the line. So I had to tell him I'll call him back. The next match we had on that card was the U.S. title match, Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo. They are constantly misplacing matches in the WWE. This match should have been on the main card. It wasn't a bad match at all. It was one of the better matches of the entire show, as a matter of fact. Andrade's a great wrestler. Yeah. Carrillo's a great wrestler. Together, they were magical. Some great moves. That Hurricanrana off the top. Like the reverse Hurricanrana thing that he did was freaking incredible.
Yeah, the poison rana.
Yeah. The best one was the one when he had him on the top rope, and then he climbed up to the top, went on the ropes itself, bounced off the ropes, jumped up, and caught him in a Hurricane Rana.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was dope. That match should have been on the regular show, not on the pre-show. I guess I get it, because it's on the pre-show. It's free to watch. So if you watch that match before, you're kind of like, well, maybe this is going to be a good pay-per-view. So I can get that.
Yeah, it was also punishment, and he also and then was like written off the show the next night because Andrade failed
a drug test.
He's freaking suspended for 30 days.
But I'm wondering if that happened after, like, if he failed that drug test after that match, because if not, they could have wrote him off right there on that shit. At the pay-per-view. They could have had him get injured beat up and injured at the pay-per-view instead of having him keep the title and then get beat up the next night.
Well, maybe. I guess that could be. That's true, but either way, he was suspended anyway, so he's gone for the next month.
Either way, we have no Andrade for a little while now and no U.S. title. Which is interesting.
You could have just had him lose.
Yeah, because now for the next month, really, we're not going to have any titles on Raw because we know Brock won't be there.
Yeah, because I don't understand, like, why, if he was going to be suspended, or even if he was, whatever, like, you brought Carrillo back and then lose on the pre-show and then beat up Andrade on Raw, and now he has no title.
Yeah.
Now there's no title to go after, so it's like, all right, well, now what do you do?
Yeah, but he's Mrs. Charlotte, Mr. Charlotte Flair. So, I mean, you know, he's going to get shit given to him because he's a Flair now.
Apparently, yeah. He's just, I don't really understand it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't understand how anyone would go for those lopsided, horrible-looking titties.
Oh, I don't want, yeah. It's just poor booking on the part of them.
It's poor booking on the part of Andrade booking himself into a relationship with Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Queen. I gave that match 3.5 Bibles. I thought it was a really good match.
It was a good match. It was a poor, bad booked ending, but whatever.
Yeah.
Because I think Tony should have just won, but yeah, it was still a good match.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with you there. Then we get into the regular show. The show starts off and they give us Roman Reigns versus King Corbin. Which at first, as soon as I started, I'm like, oh, so Roman's winning tonight. Because you put him in the opening match, you're like, oh, that means he's going to win the Rumble. It's going to be.
Yeah.
I didn't care about this match because I don't like either of them. Although Corbin has worn on me as a heel. Because he does good heel work. He's easily hated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this match just didn't do it for me. Did you keep track of how many times Michael Cole made baseball references?
No, he did make a couple, but I didn't really keep track of how many there were. Corey Gary made a couple, too, as well.
Yeah, it wasn't, I don't know. Galen thought it was great. Galen loved the match. I was talking to Galen about it. He loved the match. He thought it was great. The ending on the dugout,
yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been better when he put him in the porta potty, had it actually had, like, when he came out, it actually had, like, something on him.
No, it wouldn't have. Did you just watch SmackDown with the dog food? They've done this. WWE stocks dropped because of dumb shit like that. We're going to have a dog food match. The loser's going to eat dog food.
That's Fox for you. That's why Fox is going to cancel you.
Well, I don't think Fox can cancel him because I feel like this is Fox's stupid ideas.
It probably is Fox's stupid ideas, but still, like, eventually, when it doesn't work, Fox is just going to cancel you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. It's just terrible. But the match was good. It was a good opener. It was a fun little match, whatever. Like I said, I kind of wish they could have done some other stuff. We kind of knew the Usos and Rudolph were going to get involved. And then, that figured. But I figured, we thought that it would be over by then. I mean, I think like once Roman beat him, I was like, all right, that's it. This feud should be over. No more doing this feud. And then on SmackDown, decided just to do it again. No, I guess we need to have another match because maybe it wasn't enough, apparently.
Yep. Whatever. I gave that match 2.5 Bibles. I didn't really like it. Sean gave it he gave it one Bible.
One?
He gave it one. Because nobody cared about it. He's right. Who cares? Nobody cares. Like, they try to make you care about Roman, but nobody cares about Roman.
Yeah.
Like, stop forcing it. Like, you felt like you gave him fake cancer. Kayfabe gave him cancer so that the fans would get behind him. And that didn't even work. It worked for a little bit. And then people were just like, wait a minute. So he had cancer and he was dying. And then he came back in 3 months and now he's fine. Like, we're wrestling fans. We know kayfabe. That was kayfabe, dude. It's fucked up.
He had leukemia. He didn't have cancer.
But they made it off like he had cancer.
And he didn't. And he wasn't like, he didn't have it like full. He just had a, he had like a relapse or whatever. So he had to like be out of action for a while so they could take care of it.
Yeah, it was just their way to take advantage. They love using cancer to make themselves look like they care.
Okay.
They do it with all the Make-A-Wish kids. They do it with all the Make-A-Wish kids.
Oh, yeah, Make-A-Wish is totally different, though.
No, the cancer thing that they do in October.
Oh, Susan G. Coleman or whatever it is?
Well, no, that's with the women, so they do that with the women. And isn't the kids one with cancer, too, when they have all the kids that are on there? Pretty sure all those kids have cancer.
Usually they make a wish, but make a wish is like a huge, like...
No, I'm not talking about make a wish. You know how they bring all those little kids on? And they have those... For like the month that they bring all the kids coming out and they like bring the kids. Those aren't make a wish kids. Those are cancer kids. But cancer might be make a wish. I don't know. I don't have cancer, so I don't know if the Make a Wish Foundation
I think that's part of the Make a Wish Project or something like that. One of those type of ones.
No, I'm pretty sure it's kids cancer. Because they say it.
Whatever.
Because remember like the little kid and he's got the girl with him and he's like, I'm gonna take on cancer and win.
Well, yeah, okay.
It's kids cancer. They use cancer to make themselves look good all the time. That's what the WWE does. Let's be real.
Yeah, but everyone does that. Anyone who does anything
does. No, not everybody does that.
Of course they do.
No.
The NFL
just has them wear pink. They don't bring out at every game cancer survivors.
No, okay.
And look at this cancer person we brought. They have cancer. No, WWE.
They show people in the stands. They do all kinds of stuff outside of things.
Yeah, but they don't. Like, WWE parades them around. We're going to dress these kids up like wrestlers and parade them around.
Well, some of these kids may not live to be able to do anything. Why is that such a bad thing?
I just think, because I think they take advantage of it. What are they, like, are they giving these families money for that?
I don't know.
If they are, I don't care. I think it's in poor taste. I don't like it. Anyway.
That's you.
Anyway, Roman Reigns' leukemia was kayfabe.
Prove me wrong. Yeah, leukemia, dude.
It was kayfabe. He did kayfabe.
He had leukemia, man.
I know.
Real.
Yeah. Yeah. Mae Young was pregnant with Mark Henry's baby.
Yeah, that's totally different. That was a stupid storyline.
So is Roman Reigns' leukemia.
No, it's not a stupid storyline, dude.
It's a storyline.
It really happened. The guy had fucking leukemia.
Not close to as bad as they made it sound.
It was no kidding, dude. It wasn't. It was a relapse. You're the one that thinks it's so much bigger.
They made it out like it was a big thing when they had him come out and give this big speech for it. That's what I'm saying. Like, they saw something and was like, ooh, we can take advantage of this and make it out to be worse than it is and we'll have you take a little break. Nah, that was all crap.
You think that freaking Roman Reigns went to them and said, yo, man, I'm going to need to take some time off. My leukemia is like... I've had kind of a relapse of my leukemia.
And Vince said, I love it. You're going to go tell the world you have leukemia. And they're going to feel bad for you.
Dude, get out of here. That's so terrible. If that ever came out like it legitimately happened, dude, they get so much freaking trouble for that.
Dude, how many terrible things has Vince McMahon done? Let's go back. Do we need to go? We can do an entire show on decisions that Vince McMahon made that were in poor taste in hindsight.
Yeah, but poor taste in, like, 1992 is different than poor taste in 2020.
Dude, he had Triple H put on a cane mask and have sex with a corpse.
Right. That was 1990 freaking...
It doesn't matter. That still would be equally wrong today as it was then. The same thing is if in 1996 he decided to exaggerate someone's leukemia. If he did that in 1996, it would be just as bad as when he did it just now with Roman Reigns.
No.
He exaggerated his leukemia for storyline's sake.
No, he... Ridiculous, dude. So ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
I disagree. Like, I don't think it was fake, all right? So I don't think it was completely kayfabe. I don't think they made up his leukemia. But I just don't think it was bad as they made it out to be. I don't think he needed to take 3 months off. I think he probably needed a couple weeks. And they said, we're going to stretch this.
No, you've never had any of this stuff, dude.
No, I haven't.
Sit there and say, right, so how do you sit there and say that it's not like, oh, that's not legit? Like, how do you know? You have no idea.
Because I know things. I drink and you I don't know things.
How cancer, oh, so you know how cancer works, how leukemia works? You're an expert in that area?
No. I never said I was an expert.
Then how do you know? How do you know that it may only needed 3 weeks or something
it's,
like that?
It's my, listen, it's my opinion. In my opinion, I think that it was a crock of bullshit and it wasn't that bad, yeah. And they exaggerated it to build sympathy for Roman Reigns.
You're ridiculous, dude.
But am I? Like, how ridiculous is
it? That's ridiculous, man. Like I said, you know how freaking much, how much like of a PR nightmare they'd have if that came out to be legit?
Their stock would probably plummet.
Their stock plummets regardless. You know, you think that's plummeting because... You think it's plummeting because they decided that Roman Reigns was had fake leukemia? No.
No. I already told you. It plummeted because of the dog food match on Friday.
Yeah. Their stock plummeted before the dog food match, too. Everyone's stock plummeted. The Dow dropped the Dow dropped like 600 points the other day. Everyone lost money.
It did. It did. You're right.
The only people that made money last week are freaking Amazon.
I know, right? And Amazon's just like, everyone's buying here instead. Yeah. They sold everything else to buy Amazon.
Everyone else is like losing money left and right. Amazon's sitting there like, I don't know what your problem is, man. We're making money.
Yeah.
We're flying over here.
Yeah. I just got a $108 for a 4-hour delivery shift that took me an hour and a half the other day.
There you go, see?
Because Amazon making money.
Yeah. Amazon running the world now.
Anyway, so after Roman Reigns came back from his kayfabe leukemia, so Reigns won that match. It was horrible. Next up, we had the Women's Rumble. Jesus. Here's what I'll say. I definitely didn't expect Beth Phoenix to, like, almost die.
Yeah, I kind of missed, she, scratched her head on the post or something.
She hit her head on the back of the ring post.
Yeah, and then...
There's a picture of it floating around online somewhere. Yeah, got slammed into the corner, and she smacked the back of her head on the ring post, and it split her open. Because the ring post now, especially at the pay-per-views, they're not just the regular old round ring posts. They're like these big, like, octagon things that have these...
Yeah, exactly. Because they have to have the little LED stuff around them now.
Yeah, so they're not round. They have sharp corners. So she whacked her head on one of those corners and split herself open. I thought she was going to die. I'm like, how are you keeping her in this match? Like, you need to get her out the mat. Like, this is when you call an audible.
Right.
When you have someone that's going to die from loss of blood.
Yeah. When they did it with freaking AJ Styles.
The worst part about it is she didn't come back. Like, she's not going to come back. That was just like a one-night thing. Get her out of there. If she was coming back, I mean, we all know that's how you make a woman wrestler. Have her get bloodied and get beat up and fight back through it.
Yeah.
That's how Becky Lynch got famous. So we could have done that with Beth if you want to bring her back full time. I'm for it.
Right.
It's bad enough we're bringing back the overrated R superstar. So, I mean, I'd rather bring back Beth Phoenix than freaking Edge. But, I mean, yeah, that was great performance by her for that. I loved Santina Marella showing up.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I heard a rumor that he was going to be around. I didn't know how he was going to be in it, but I did hear a rumor that he was going to be involved somehow.
But where was Sasha Banks at?
She's hurt.
Was she officially hurt, and that's why she wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, she's legit hurt. That's why she's not.
No Lita, no Trish, no Mickey James.
Nope.
And then Ronda Rousey trolling everybody on Twitter.
I told you Ronda Rousey wasn't going to be there.
Did you see the post that she did on Twitter?
No.
You know that post, like after she lost, they had that post up of her getting her hair done, making kind of like a goofy face, and they were like, they made a meme out of it and were doing all kind of shit, like making fun of her.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, she used that same meme. she like that same exact meme and put the words, "You guys seriously thought it was coming back tonight?" And tweeted it out after the Rumble. So I thought that was good. I love Ronda. That's my boo right there, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
I wanted to. She'll be back for Mania, I think.
She probably will. I bet she'll probably. She might be involved with Mania. I don't think she's gonna wrestle, but she might be involved with it.
No, she's gonna be back soon. She misses it. She's been saying it on the interview circuit and everything. And if you look around on Twitter, there's actually a video of her watching the Rumble, the Women's Rumble at the end of it. I would like to just hang out with Ronda Rousey and watch wrestling.
Yeah, I bet it'd be pretty cool.
She gets so into it. Like, I would love just hanging out with her and watching the Rumble or watching Mania or watching whatever. I would pay for her to go to an Evolve show with me. Like, Ronda, let's go to Evolve. Let's go do this. We're going to have fun. We'd have a good time. Like, she's just fun. I gave that Women's Rumble 2 out of 5 Bibles.
Yeah, I was fine. I hated the fact that they let freaking, I don't know why Charlotte has to win. I don't get it. They had a golden opportunity to make, like, Shayna Baszler, make her, you know, known right away. Give her a good big moment, and they gave it to freaking Charlotte. Not
well,
even
people
Charlotte.
Know her. Yeah. Shayna's done her thing already on NXT. She's been made already. It didn't need to happen to her. You could have given it to somebody else, though. But
but not Charlotte.
I like how they used it to build. Like, they just made Bianca Belair in that Rumble.
Yeah, like that's a good one. Yeah, Bianca Belair, but it's like overshadowed by the fact that fucking Charlotte wins again.
Yeah,
like ugh, enough with garbage Charlotte. Who cares?
Woo!
Awful. She's fucking terrible.
Woo!
I didn't think she's that good of a wrestler.
Woo!
I think she botches a lot. And I didn't like the ending either. I thought the ending was stupid. Like when they're sitting there holding on to the ropes up in the air.
Yeah.
What is this garbage? Just fucking push her. What are we doing here? She's not strong enough to hold you back. Like, literally just let go and make her fall down and punch her in the face.
True. Yeah, they do that. That's what always happens in Rumbles. They do dumb shit like that. It is what it is.
Like,
what are you
going to do? Doing? So, I thought it was terrible that she won.
I wanted Mercedes Martinez to win.
Nah, I don't know. No one knows who that is.
People know who Mercedes Martinez is. She was in the was in the 2 freaking Mae Young Classics.
Yeah, and you know what would happen if she won? Everyone would be like, yay, who the hell is this girl?
Like, that's how you build someone in NXT. You have her win the Rumble like that, and now it's her and Rhea Ripley.
You
just
had Bianca Belair win. That's the case.
No, Bianca Belair's... I don't know.
She just killed it in that Rumble.
She did. I'm not a huge Bianca Belair fan, personally. That's just me.
She just killed it in that Rumble, and then freaking...
It doesn't help that she's married to Montez Ford, who I just really don't like. Really, like, I used to like the Street Profits. But now they're like the new day. Montez Ford is just this big joke. He's the new dancing WB frog.
Well, they have to have a Raw version of New Day, so yeah.
Like, put the other black guys on Raw and make them be the New Day.
Right, exactly.
It's just as bad as say. I don't know, exaggerating someone's leukemia.
No.
Next matchup on the card, we had Bayley versus Lacey Evans for the women's title. I mean, I'm just gonna read my exact what I wrote in the article for this. Oh, hey, it's Karen. Oh, my bad. That's just Bayley. Why are we even having this match? Does anyone actually care? Why hasn't someone pointed out that Lacey Evans isn't actually that good? Why does she bring her daughter to every show? Should we call child services on someone who dresses their kid like that? All of these are fair questions to ask.
Not only that, but why are we talking about her child and then not having anything to do with it?
What do you mean? She cried. She dressed up like like, what's her name? What was that little girl's name? The one that disappeared that her parents probably killed her.
Oh, JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah. JonBenet Ramsey. She dresses her up like that and tolls her around to the ring. I think Lacey Evans is a bad mom.
Like, probably
what are you doing dressing your kid up like that and, like, toting her around and bringing her to every show? Like, doesn't your kid go to school?
Like, why is she... fake Southern accent.
Why'd you kid up this late on a Sunday night? Shouldn't she be in bed already? Kids got school in the morning.
Don't you have school tomorrow?
No, she probably doesn't go to school because you have her go into some beauty pageant instead dressed like she's some Southern belle, little whore. Stop dressing your kid like whores. Like, this is crazy. They need to take her kid and lock her up. Anyway, I thought that maybe Lacey Evans was going to get the title because Vince likes her.
I thought so too, but they decided not to bother.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like, oh, all right, I guess they want to keep the belt on Bayley.
I'm kind of over heel Bayley.
Heel Bayley?
Yeah, I'm kind of over it, but whatever. I gave that one 1.5 Bibles. So far, my worst match on the card.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that.
Then we had Daniel Bryan versus The Fiend for the title. Again, there was no stupid red light this time, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I guess I was surprised, but then I was like, it kind of makes sense because if you had the red light, you probably wouldn't be able to see the strap. So it kind of made sense.
Oh,
I guess.
Maybe. I just hope they don't use the red light anymore. It's kind of dumb.
Me too. But I think that was kind of the reason. I was like, I think that's probably the reason why they're not using it is because you probably wouldn't be able to see the strap, or maybe not very well, or something. And they wanted to be able to see the strap because, you know, they can't. You wouldn't be able to see the welts on Daniel Bryan's back.
Yeah, with the red light. Yeah, you're right.
With the red light. So I guess that made sense. So it kind of made sense why they didn't do it. But it didn't matter either way. I was fine with it not being there, whether you saw the welts or not.
Yeah.
I was good. Looks like a normal match now.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I don't get that match. I think people are bored with The Fiend already.
Really?
I think so. Like, did you watch the match? It was flat. The crowd just didn't even really care.
Well, I mean, it's tough though when you're in like a huge stadium and like it's been, you know, you're there for like freaking 7 hours watching the show. Like, people are going to naturally be...
This wasn't 7 hours in though. This was reasonably... I mean, I guess, yeah, you only had two more matches left. But did you hear they popped? You know, they popped in the next match. They just weren't. The crowd was flat on this. Like, I feel like nobody really cares anymore.
Maybe because it was predictable. Probably because it was predictable too.
Probably.
I mean, you knew he wasn't going to win. So, which, you know, unfortunately, the WWE has a problem with that sometimes. Is that they become very predictable most of the time.
But that's what they've done with The Fiend. The reason why The Fiend is falling flat is because it's so predictable. They've done this. No one can hurt him. I've said before, you've got to tone it back a little bit and make him more Kane than Undertaker.
Well, the problem is that they did that with Seth Rollins and people freaking... like, destroyed him on that.
Well, because nobody likes Seth Rollins. Everyone was sick.
Done that with other people, too.
Everybody was sick of Seth Rollins. And it showed. So, like, that's what that was about.
Yeah.
I'm fine with The Fiend.
I like The Fiend. I think he's good. But the match was fine. You know, it was predictable, yeah. I mean, there's no way Daniel Bryan's going to win that match, but... whatever.
Yeah. It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
I gave it three Bibles. It was a good work rate. It was a well done match. I just didn't really care about it. And next up, we had Becky Lynch defending against Asuka. This was my favorite match. This was Sarah's favorite match. She was looking forward to this because she likes Becky Lynch and Asuka.
Yeah.
So this was the match she wanted to see. I thought it was the best match of the night. I don't even know. I thought that Humberto Carrillo and Andrade would have been match of the night. This one stole the show. This was match of the night. All the way.
Unfortunately, it was predictable, but still
good. Yeah, the ending kind of might have fallen a little short as well.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it was great.
Yeah.
It told a story that they had to tell. Like you said, we knew that Asuka wasn't going to win the title because she's already the tag champ. But
they
went out there and did what they needed to do in that. I wish that we could have just... They should have just done this match for every match. Like, the opening match on the card is Asuka versus Becky Lynch. Next up, Asuka versus Becky Lynch. Next up, Women's Royal Rumble. Asuka versus Becky Lynch.
The entire Rumble.
That's it.
Throw each other out.
Who's going to be number three? It's Becky Lynch! Would have been a way better show, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I agree, though. It was a good match.
And then from there, we get the Men's Rumble, which I think was the best Men's Rumble we've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The only thing, I knew how it was going to start. I didn't think it was going to go that long.
I didn't either. I was surprised. When it was happening, I'm like, wow, this is what Mike said was going to happen.
I knew that was going to happen. The problem was I didn't expect it to go that long. I was like, I thought it would go like, 7, 8, 9 maybe. Not to like 16. Like half the Rumble was just Brock Lesnar throwing people out.
Yeah. Yep.
I was like, all right, man. Like I was kind of waiting for the time. I was like, all right, where's... Like, and even when we said we predicted that, I predicted also that Drew McIntyre was going to be the one that eliminated him. So I was like, where the hell is Drew? All right, Drew's going to be the next one.
And then I predicted that Drew was going to win.
Like, Drew's going to be the next one. No, that's somebody else again. It was like 12, 13. I'm like, all right, where are they going with this? They're not having to win this whole thing, are they? Because this is dumb. Cause so it got to the point where, like, this is starting to get dumb, man. Like, you got to do something here.
I thought Keith Lee was going to be the one to take him out.
I thought so, yeah. Then I saw Keith Lee. I was like, oh, well, maybe Keith Lee will be the one that does it. Like, okay, Keith Lee's going to be the one that does it. I'll take that. And then, no.
I love that, though. Like, Vince loves Keith Lee. I love Keith Lee. Keith Lee right now, if you had to ask me my favorite guy on any roster right now, it's Keith Lee.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then Braun Strowman came out. I was like, okay, so now there's Lee and Strowman in there. Like, he's definitely getting tossed now. And then he threw them both. I'm like, threw them both out. Like, all right, man, like, this is getting dumb. Like, where are we going with this? It's way too...
They wasted a lot of good talent. They wasted John Morrison. They wasted Kofi Kingston. So the spots that we're used to seeing in the Rumble didn't happen because those two were out.
Right. It was just a build up to get to this point, but I just thought it was too long. I was like, you could have had Drew come in at like 12 and done this.
Yeah.
And been fine.
Yeah.
You didn't need to have to go all the way to like, I think it was like 16. I think Drew was like 16.
I think so.
So he went like basically half the, like, you don't go through half the Rumble and then have Drew knock him out.
Yeah. Yep.
Because once he did, then it became, all right, now the Rumble's getting pretty good. Because now you're like, all right, now I'm going to win this thing.
Yep.
Like, kind of, once Drew went back over, it was a tale of two Rumbles.
The first half was the Brock Lesnar story.
Yeah.
And the second half was the Drew McIntyre story. Which was great because of what it's leading to.
Right, because once he like eliminated Brock and he kept staring at him every time he threw somebody out, I was like, he's winning this thing. I was like, oh, they're going to get this thing done. I'm like, Drew's winning this thing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And he's going to challenge Brock for WrestleMania, which I'm fine with. I mean, I thought they were going to go that way anyways. I thought whoever knocked him out was going to end up facing him at WrestleMania anyways because we would have been pissed about it.
Yep.
But the fact that they just let Drew win and then challenge him, I was like, all right, well, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I liked it. I liked Drew after he threw Brock out, just walking back over to him as he's clearing the ring. Because he threw like three or four people out right away, like right off the rip.
Yeah, just staring at him. Just staring at him every time.
Yeah, I was like, this is great. This is fucking awesome.
I was like, yeah, that's how I knew he was going to win it. I'm like, yep, he's winning this thing. Absolutely, he's winning this thing now.
And then now we don't have to sit through Roman versus The Fiend, I hope.
Well, we're going to still sit through that because he's going to win the Elimination Chamber and go on and face me.
I hope not. Nobody likes Roman Reigns. Stop it.
Get used to it because that's what's happening.
The bloodline.
It's going to be Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania.
I hope not.
After Roman wins the Elimination Chamber, they're going to have to
the worst part about it for me is, and what people haven't like really even brought up, is that Roman Reigns, his character is just so stale. He has the same problem that John Cena had. Never changed John Cena's character. And actually, they even changed John Cena's character more. Like, because John Cena would come back with different gear and shit. Roman Reigns still wears the same gear that he wore when he was in The Shield. And it comes out to the same music as The Shield. His Shield is no more. Get a new fucking theme song. Stop doing ooh-ah! Because you know what would happen if you did ooh-ah to me? I'd move. As Harley Race would say. So as soon as I hear you go, ooh, ah, and I stood up, I'd move. And you'd run by me, hit the corner post, fall in your face, and I would pin you.
That's true. But it is, because he's, you know, it's a John Cena. I told you this before, man. He's the newest John Cena, and they're not going to change him because he's the face of the company.
No, it's dumb.
Just like they never changed John Cena either because he was the face of the company.
It's dumb. It's dumb. It's really, 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 really dumb.
He's for the kids. What is that for? For the kids.
I don't care.
All that matters.
No, he's not there for the kids. Let's be real. He's there for the dogs because they're selling dog food with Roman Reigns.
Well, whatever. Yeah. He's there for whatever.
I don't know how they haven't got an Alpo deal.
The puppies.
Monday Night Raw brought to you by Purina.
That's on SmackDown.
Brought to you by Purina.
Now, they already have sponsors, Progressive. You got to deal with that. You got to deal with Flo.
Yeah.
Progressive lady.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm waiting for them to do Progressive commercials in the show. I'm surprised they haven't had them yet.
She just comes out. By the way, I gave the Rumble itself a 4. So I gave the Rumble a 4. I gave the main event... the women's match of 4, and I gave, overall, I gave the show a 3.25.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I think, yeah.
Of course it is.
3.25 to 3.5 is probably pretty accurate, as far as good as it was. There's some good parts, there's some bad parts, some things I like, some things I didn't like.
But, I mean, now we're on the road to WrestleMania. And here we go.
Yeah.
So,
we know it's going to be Brock and Drew at WrestleMania, which is nice.
We haven't... I don't think Charlotte said who she's going to fight yet.
No, not yet.
So, we'll see where that goes. I think it's going to... rumor and innuendo is that it's going to be Rhea Ripley.
Does that mean they're going to have an NXT women's tag match? Title match at Mania?
If that's the case, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a takeover before Mania.
I don't know. It's a good question. I think they do have a takeover at Mania.
So maybe not then? I don't know. It's rumor and innuendo. I'm going to look up the
schedule right now.
You can't believe Roman and Newman. There's a lot of great matches coming up for Mania. Go ahead.
I was going to say, unless they have like a takeover right for Mania and they have Charlotte face on that.
No, that wouldn't make sense.
They do. Take over Tampa, April 4th.
Okay, so then that's probably not going to happen then because Rhea Ripley's going to defend at TakeOver. It wouldn't make sense to... do it at Mania. Or maybe they do. Maybe they do Ripley versus her at Mania, and the takeover card, which is usually 5 matches, you'll get the you'll get the NXT championship, you get the tag team championship, you get the North American championship, you get a random women's match, and Finn Balor, Johnny Gargano.
Again?
The end of it. Because they're going to fight at Portland, and
yeah.
You can't just have a one and done. So yeah, they ended up at Mania.
Yeah, I can see that.
But let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to run down what we got coming up leading up to Mania. This is Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks, and we'll be right back. And we are back. I might have to eventually give in and drop our theme song.
Oh, yeah? What's that theme song again?
Because Anchor doesn't, we're not supposed to use music. Even though I have permission. No. I spoke to Megaran on Twitter. And he told me it's okay to use the song. He also said I should talk to Eric Stevens, who I can't seem to get in touch with anywhere. But I technically have permission to use the song that we use for the intro. But you're not supposed to do it because of rights and this and that. Crap. So we'd probably get more sponsors. We'd probably get more sponsors if I dropped our theme song.
Probably.
I might try it for a little while.
We probably go listen to it and they hear the song and they're like, nope, turn off.
No, wait, what?
So they probably turn on our podcast and then the song comes on and they're like, nope. And then
they got no sponsors for these guys.
Nope, never mind. Not listening to this.
No, it's not that they don't listen to it. They just, it's for copyright purposes. It's for, if technically, we should probably be paying Eric Stevens, 2 cents every show.
No, thanks.
I mean, that's technically what we should be doing. For playing the snippet of his song. But if we have permission to do it, we're fine.
Yeah.
But it's convoluted. I might drop it for a little while, see if we get some more sponsors. And if you don't get more sponsors, go back to it. We'll see. But so if you guys tune in next week and you don't hear and we don't have the theme song playing, that's why. It's politics. Although I love our theme. Maybe I'll start using it. What I thought of doing was starting to do more stuff on social media. And I've tried to hear it again, on Twitter and on Facebook. So maybe what I'll do is use the theme song in those places. Nia Jax just came out and attacked Beth Phoenix and laid her out.
Oh, no.
They weren't supposed to be fighting each other, but she attacked her. And I got a feud with Nia Jax and Beth Phoenix going in my game. 2K19. I hate 2K20 so much, I don't even play it. But anyway, after all that rambling and bumbling.
You never know the world.
Yeah, right? Because it's a horrible game.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
When it first came out.
I got 2K20 for free. And I wish I could get a refund. I had to spend time. I haven't even gone and got any of the downloadable content. Because all the downloadable content, you don't even get it. The other games, you get the downloadable content and you just get it. I don't get it. I have, when you get the downloadable content, you then have to go through gauntlets to unlock each of the guys.
Yeah.
And they're not even regular guys. It's like, oh, you get zombie Sasha Banks. No, thank you. They might be pirate Brock Lesnar or some shit. Oh, nice. I don't know. I'll have to go look later and see what the downloads are that I haven't got because I don't play that game at all.
Pirate Brock Lesnar.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's probably not. But... Just the visual there is enough, though. I'm gonna go after I'm done with it, after the show that I have on my computer, my gaming screen is over. After Dynamite's over, I'm gonna exit 2K19 and pull up 2K20 and see what downloadable content I have to get. The first one was Halloween, so it was all zombie guys. I got like zombie Sheamus. And yeah, some dumb shit. I probably didn't even get all of them because they're all dumb. But anyway, we're now on the road to WrestleMania. And Royal Rumble's in our rear view mirror. We've got Super Showdown. We've got TakeOver, Super Showdown, Elimination Chamber, and then Mania. So there's not a lot to happen before we're there. It's a little ways away. We've got a little over 2 months. About 2 months, because it's what? The 5th? April the 5th or April the 6th?
The 5th.
So, yeah, we've got that. It's going to be... I'm looking forward to getting to Mania. There's going to be a lot of great shows. I wish I was going to Tampa. I'd love to go down there, but I got a lot of stuff going on. So there's no way I'll be able to go to Mania.
Tampa's a dump.
What?
You don't want to go to Tampa. Tampa's a dump. You really want to go to Tampa.
Whatever. I'm not going for Tampa. I'm going for... Mania week. I'm going so I can go to Clearwater Beach to go to Hulk Hogan's surf show.
There you go. You can go there.
But, I mean, that's why I would look forward to go to Mania. I was telling Galen, I want to go to Mania, but I don't want to go to Mania. If that makes any sense.
That makes sense. I understand.
Like, to me, from everybody I know that's been to Mania, they say... It's a cool experience. It's cool to be able to say you went to WrestleMania, but it's not really worth it unless you're going to get amazing seats. So to me, I don't want to go to Mania until I can get in the first 10 rows or I can buy an aisle seat or Vince brings me to Mania so that I can replace Sideshow Mel.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's that guy's name? The guy I hate.
I don't know. Sideshow Mel is fine.
You know who I'm talking about?
I know your name. It's
the guy in the pre-show. Sam Roberts.
Sam Roberts.
I hate Sam Roberts. His dick. The guy does a podcast and all of a sudden he does. I do a podcast. Vince, you listen to my goddamn show. I know you do.
Good for you.
Put me on your show. I should be on Raw. I should be on SmackDown. One of them. Probably Raw. SmackDown would have me like dancing around like a freaking clown.
Yeah, you might want to be on SmackDown because they're the one that's struggling.
True. They need me. SmackDown needs me.
Yeah, you might need to go SmackDown more than Raw. Raw actually is doing pretty well. SmackDown actually sucks.
That means I'd have to travel with Roman though.
Maybe. I mean, you can travel with Becky Lynch. No, or Charlotte if you want.
No.
Bailey.
No.
You can travel Bailey.
There's nothing on SmackDown for me. There's nothing on SmackDown for me.
No, you want to go Bailey?
No.
Hang out Bailey?
No.
Lacey Evans?
No.
And her Southern Belle?
Where's Asuka and Kairi Sane? Are they on? Are the Kabuki Warriors on Raw or SmackDown?
They technically belong to Raw, but they're able to go anywhere they want because
they're tag champs. How about the Iconics?
They technically belong to Raw.
How about the Iconics?
Iconics are on SmackDown.
So I can steal Peyton Royce from Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, you probably should because Ty Dillinger doesn't deserve her.
Oh, man. You're probably right. Anyway, yeah, if I go to Mania, so I don't want to go to Mania for that, but I want to go to Mania for everything else going on, all the other shows.
Yeah.
There's shows that I want to see, there's shows I don't want to see. I'm pretty sure Joey Ryan will have another penis party.
Probably.
I thought that was, like, some people hate that stuff because they hate Joey Ryan. I like Joey Ryan, so I thought it was good.
I know you like penis parties. I get it.
Hey, penis parties are fun.
Yeah.
penis party in my pants. I'm saying. I mean, that's... I'm looking forward to that. You're probably looking forward to that Effie show.
What?
Effie. Effie has a show. He's like the new indie sweetheart that everybody loves because he's gay.
Oh, no idea. The fact you know that and I don't tells you a lot.
I just know more about wrestling than you, that's all.
You just know more gay people than I do, apparently.
He's sober and he's queer.
Hey, whatever.
Effie Gibbs. I believe he's in GCW.
Yeah.
He's from Florida. And he likes gay
stuff. Then I like the rest of us.
And he does gay stuff. And he's actually been losing bookings for it because he's like his whole gimmick is like he's super gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have people grab his crotch and flip him over like that.
No, he doesn't do that. He does like gay, really. No, he does like really gay stuff.
Right, because grab your package and then like, you know, twisting with them is not gay at all.
Well, because he's not like grabbing you're not grabbing his package because you like it.
Doesn't matter. You're still doing it.
No, it matters.
Oh, okay. So you only do it. So when you grab other people's packages, you like it, it's okay?
No. If you like it, it's not okay. You're missing this. You're getting it all wrong. Anyway, Effie is going to have a show at Mania. Like, he's getting his own show. And the web is called Effie's Big Gay Brunch.
There you go.
And they're gonna at the show, it's going to have the Bi-Curious Battle Royal. You heard that, right?
Okay.
And it's sponsored by Boy Butter.
Nice.
This is going on the same day as TakeOver. So, you know, if you don't want to watch TakeOver, you can just go to the Big Gay Brunch. It's actually probably before TakeOver.
I'll stick with TakeOver.
It's presented by Original Boy Butter Personal Lubricant.
All right.
And if you want tickets to Effie's Big Gay Brunch, you would go to makeitgayer.eventbrite.com. Makeitgayer.eventbrite.com. I know you're going there right now.
I'm not.
Mike's grabbing his ticket.
I have no reason to.
My favorite part of Mania is going to be seeing Mike in the Bi-Curious Battle Royal.
Nope. Pretty sure that's not happening.
Pretty sure it is. I'm just saying.
Nope. I'll be not doing that.
Josh Barnett's Bloodsport is going to have a show there. There's going to be a lot of WWN shows. Like I think Evolve has 3 shows. They have a show like the first. They have a show the Wednesday and the Thursday and the Friday, and then they have a WWN Super Show, which will feature Evolve, FIP, and probably All Combat Wrestling as well. Kaiju Big Battle will have a couple shows if you like that crazy shit.
Kaiju Big Battle.
Kaiju Big Battle is one of the weirdest wrestlings I've ever watched in my entire life. It is. If you guys haven't watched Kaiju Big Battle, you need to. It's giant monster wrestling. And they wrestle in a ring that has cardboard boxes and crates that represent cities. So it's giant. It's giant Japanese monster fighters. It's what they are. They're fighters. And they say before every match, doctors, ready, fightu! It's very weird. I suggest whiskey and marijuana. You'll probably enjoy it a lot better.
Probably.
It's just weird though. It's really just it's interesting. But there'll be Kaiju Big Battle shows. There'll be some GCW shows. All these offshoots like Effie is a GCW show, Effie's Big Gay Brunch. The Joey Ryan's Penis Party probably have some type of connection to Impact, I would suppose, this year. Impact is having an old school TNA show. So it's going to go back in the day to TNA for Mania.
Back in the day.
Yep, yep. I think Ring of Honor's show is going to be then versus now. So they're going to bring back a bunch of old Ring of Honor guys to fight Ring of Honor guys from now.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know who they can bring, because I feel like all their old guys that are worth anything are now signed with the WWE. So, I don't really know, but this is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. I have no idea. New Japan, I believe, is going to have something. New Japan USA, I believe, will be having some type of show for Mania weekend. But again, I'm not 100% positive on that. But we'll see. We'll see how that all plays out. I'm looking forward to it all. I think the whole road to it. I don't know how I feel about the Saudi show. I know you like hate these Saudi Arabia shows.
I just think they're a waste of time. Like, I don't like. There's no reason to go all the way over to Saudi Arabia every year. Like, for what? And money. I get it.
For oil money. Money.
They do it for money. But it's for terrorist money.
The same reason that the same reason that our government and our military is over there, still every
that's
year.
Different. They're like fighting wars. They're not there to like
get oil money.
Yeah.
Yes, you know yes they are. That's what the wars are. They're just fighting wars for oil money. Instead of wars, they just go do WWE shows for oil money. It's actually a better deal. If you really thought about it, if we could just send wrestlers over there and get all that oil money instead of going to war with them, it would save us a bunch of money and save a bunch of people's lives.
Yeah, I just don't agree with it, that's all.
And if they killed people, and the people that did die would probably be wrestlers we don't like.
Probably, maybe. Either way, I just don't think they're good. They're just not good shows.
They're usually bad shows. Like I expect Edge to be there.
Yeah, I mean you'll have the same.
So did you see Edge's new deal? Edge signed a 3-year deal.
Yeah, I saw that.
3 matches a year. 25 appearances a year.
Yeah.
So, and he could wrestle more, but it's a minimum of 3 matches a year. So I think
I wouldn't do more than that anyway. It's just because.
I think a Saudi show, WrestleMania, and SummerSlam.
Maybe. I don't know if he's going to go to Saudi Arabia. Who knows?
Of course. The Saudi prince loves fucking guys from the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
He's going to get a bonus for that. I hate Edge. In case anyone doesn't know, I hate Edge.
But you don't want, but you don't want your first match to be, like, on a show that not everyone's going to watch.
I don't care. I won't watch Edge anyway. I hate him.
I know you do.
I just want, my favorite moment of 2020 so far is Randy Orton beating the shit out of Edge.
That was pretty important. That was pretty crazy. That was a crazy angle.
I loved it.
It was coming. I kind of saw it coming at it, like, pretty much from, like, a mile away, but it was still pretty crazy.
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
I hate Edge.
I was like, oh, damn. I didn't think that was... I was like, whoa.
Like, whoa, what happened? Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was good. I liked it. But, yeah, so we got 3 years of Edge. I don't like Edge.
Yeah, 3 years of Edge.
I don't know why. Why? Why are they doing this? He's not even good. He was
because
like,
he wanted to come back.
Edge opened the door for all of the current vanilla midgets, all the spot monkeys. They came from Edge. Edge getting his big break, being the guy that shouldn't be world champion because he's too small and not believable and has a bug eyes that make him look like he's a fucking bug and he sucks, and every other reason that Edge shouldn't have been world champion. Once that happened, now we have the Yanos and the Effies and the Danhausens and the other joke characters and guys that shouldn't be where they are, the Johnny Garganos and the Dean Ambroses. And I guess I kind of took it a little far. But I hate Edge. The moral of the story is he is the overrated R superstar. I don't like him. You like Edge, don't you?
He's all right. I don't mind him.
I hate him. I hate him more than John Cena.
I do like the storyline with him and Randy Orton, like I said, even though I saw it coming. That storyline actually makes sense. Of course, it was supposed to be AJ Styles, but AJ's an idiot and freaking took a bump the wrong way and hurt himself. An idiot.
It was supposed to be AJ Styles instead of Randy Orton?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You heard that rumor and innuendo?
Yeah, because what the problem was that AJ Styles fucked himself up during the Rumble.
Yep.
And basically took himself out. So now they have to do
Randy
something Orton. Different.
Well, they don't have to. They could have just waited because Edge is only going to fight 3 matches a year anyway.
Well, yeah, but you also want him to be wrestling with guys who, like, know what the fuck they're doing.
You could just not put him in a match and have a storyline start yet. I don't really care.
Yeah, but then you're not gonna bring him back to the Rumble and just have him not do anything for the next fucking 3 months. It's stupid.
I guess.
He's gotta do something.
He doesn't.
You put him in a story, but you put him in stories with people that are, like, know what the fuck they're doing.
I just want him to go away. That's how I feel. That's where I stand.
We're going for years.
I want him to go away right now.
No, 3 years.
I hope he gets injured again. Is that mean to say? Like, someone's going to... I'm going to get all kind of hate mail from our 5 listeners. Our 25 listeners.
Hence the reason why he's freaking going against guys that won't injure him.
They should put him against Seth Rollins.
No, because he'll get hurt.
I know. That's what I want to see.
He'll get hurt.
I want to see him get put out. Let's put him out. Edge go away. MVP, on the other hand, didn't sign a full deal.
Yeah, because nobody likes fucking MVP.
He signed to just... So rumor and innuendo said that he had signed a deal through Mania where he was going to be putting over younger talent.
Yeah, he sucks.
But apparently he was just there for two nights, just for the Rumble and Monday night, so he could go back and wrestle, and his son could see him wrestle, and then he could wrestle against his son's favorite wrestler.
Yeah, I'm fine with Edge. I don't need MVP can go away. We don't really need
No, him. I'd rather have MVP than Edge.
No.
Yes. MVP is a good wrestler.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No.
You're just racist.
Not at all.
You're racist because he's black.
Nope, he's not a good wrestler at all.
He's a good wrestler. He's better than Edge. Edge isn't a good wrestler. Edge has a horrible looking spear. Guy has the worst spear in the freaking in the business.
No, MVP is terrible.
Edge is terrible.
MVP has the worst finisher in the business.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. The Playmaker has a terrible finisher.
That's not terrible. Edge's spear is terrible.
It is. It's horrible.
I wanted the Beatdown Clan to come back with MVP.
What? Beatdown Clan?
You don't remember the BDC?
No.
In Impact?
Impact?
Yeah. It was Samoa Joe, MVP, Low Ki, and who else?
know.
They had a couple other guys in that crew.
Kenny King?
Kenny King might... No. Was Kenny King ever an Impact?
No. Yeah.
He was?
He was. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. You could be right. I'll have to look that up. Kenny King in Impact Wrestling. I feel like he wasn't. I feel like he's always been a Ring of Honor guy.
Am I thinking something different? Yeah, no, I was thinking Kenny King is an MVP, Kenny King and somebody else.
Did you look it up right? Are you looking that up, or is this just you saying that?
No, I'm just trying to remember. Was he part of a crew in Impact?
I don't know. I'm gonna look up the Beatdown Clan right now, and I'll tell you.
When MVP was like in charge of TNA, whatever the fuck you call it.
The Beatdown Clan, a stable led. Yeah, with Kenny King was in it.
Yeah, I thought so. Kenny King.
Yeah, in TNA. Yeah, it was MVP, Kenny King, Lashley, Low Key, Samoa Joe.
Oh, that's what it was, Lashley. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Samoa Joe. Eric Young, Homicide, and Hernandez. And nice. last they were together was, what, now? January 25th? Apparently on January 25th, they were together again. MVP and Kenny King were the Beatdown Clan.
All right.
I don't know where that happened. That's weird to me.
Yeah, they were just hanging out.
Oh, no, this was last year. It was Road to G1 Supercard in Houston, Texas, January 2019.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I could see them, but like, why, they could put that crew together. Is Eric Young still under contract?
I believe so.
MVP?
I don't know he's doing anything. But
MVP, Lashley, doing Samoa Joe, Eric Young.
Yeah, they could.
The Beatdown Clan. It would be way better than anything they're doing with any of those guys right now. Just saying.
Probably. Yeah.
Just saying. Throw Kevin Owens in there, because Kevin Owens likes to fight and beat people up. The Beatdown Clan. Right. And there's your tag team. Joe and Kevin Owens is your tag team. You got Lashley and MVP. And Eric Young. Eric Young, like, does the jobs. Genius, they need to do that. Vince, pay attention. We're going to see the Beatdown Clan show up on Monday and be like, holy shit. They're going to be called the Beatdown Crew.
Yeah. We'll be like, that's not a bad name.
Telling you. No, but I don't know. I'm looking forward to what they do at the Saudi show. I think that tag match is going to be a good match. So they're already showing me something, that we're going to get Miz and Morrison versus the New Day for the tag titles. I think
they decided to do it on SmackDown next week.
And I think we're going to get some stories leading to Mania. Then we have Elimination Chamber the week after that, or 2 weeks after that. And before that, we've got TakeOver Portland, which is kind of the road to Mania, because just how everything's playing out now. And then we're there, and all these other fun cards coming up. We're just going to have more and more stuff. As things get announced for Mania, I'll probably start posting them through our Twitter and our Facebook page, the different events that are going on. So if you want to be like Mike, you too can go to Effie's Big Gay Brunch. Just go to makeitgayer.eventbrite.com. And you can get a ticket and sit right next to Mike.
No, I won't be there.
He'll be there. Don't let him lie.
No.
He'll be there.
No.
Yeah, he'll be there. No, but seriously, I think the Road to Mania is going to be a long, bumpy ride. We're going to see a lot of shit that's just shit. The showcase in Saudi Arabia will probably have a lot of showcase matches. But I think it's going to be a...
Yeah, it will be.
We'll see.
It's going to be Yokozuna versus Owen Hart.
That was rough, dude. That was rough. That brings me to another thing I want to mention. And I know it's not really super wrestling related, but here at Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks, we want to send our condolences out to the family of Kobe and Gigi Bryant, who died in a horrific helicopter accident this past week. It was surreal when I heard about it. Crazy to think when I first heard it, I think I called you first. I was like, hey, did you see this?
Yeah, you did, only because I didn't even know it.
Nobody knew. I was the first person that I know that posted about it on Facebook. Let's say that.
Yeah.
And I have
it was like TMZ, so you're always kind of like, all right, well, if TMZ is, you kind of got to wait a second.
Yeah. Yeah, within 10 minutes of me reaching out to people, it was everywhere. Just crazy. I mean, Kobe Bryant transcended the sport of basketball. One of the most known, most recognizable athletes from his era. You know what I mean? Him and Shaq, maybe. By the way, have you seen? Someone dug up this video of Shaq when he was the guest GM on Raw, when they used to do the guest GMs. And Chris Jericho comes out to the ring. And on this video, it's Chris Jericho standing in front of Shaq, and he says, when I heard that the greatest basketball player of the modern era was going to be here, I was expecting to see Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
So that was
back when they that's when Shaq and Kobe were having their feud.
Yeah, they had their little beef.
Yeah, their little beef.
But
I do remember that.
But you know, crazy the shit like that happens. It just makes you think, man, how fragile and short life is and how quick it can go.
No, seriously.
I mean, Kobe was, 42? Kobe's the same age as me.
41.
Yeah, Kobe was a year younger than me.
Yeah, he's basically our age.
Yeah, so it's just crazy. And I'm just surprised it wasn't a lot of other... Usually it happens in threes.
Yeah, usually. Well, I mean, I don't know. Use them all up in one plane crash or something.
Is that what somebody said?
Well, I don't know, there were like 9 people that died in that plane crash.
Yeah, but it's sad to say this, that someone's going to be offended by it, but whatever. I've probably offended a ton of people on this show. The only two of them, I think, count, because the two recognizable, Kobe and Gigi.
Well, I agree. I said this the other day, like, people were, like, upset because the other people in the helicopter weren't getting as much notice. A notification as Kobe was.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain to him, it's like, we don't, because, like, it's okay for public figures to be, like, mourned publicly.
Mourned, yeah.
Yeah, it's not okay private figures to be mourned publicly, right? So it's like, disrespectful to sit
well,
there
it's
and
not
mourn
that it's
for-
not okay, because they still do in certain situations, like, whenever someone dies from police violence, police brutality.
We mourn those people publicly.
But when you don't know someone, like, people die every day. Like, are you going to go are you going to go look through the obituaries and mourn every single person that died?
Right, exactly.
And remember them? You know, what about when people die in a plane, a car crash? You know how many people die in car crashes? Should we go find everyone that dies in a car crash and mourn them because they died?
That was kind of my point. It's like, you know, it's horrible. It's a sad situation. I feel for that family and stuff like that. But out of respect for them, you leave them alone.
Yeah.
Let those people mourn on their own. You leave them alone. You don't, like, yes, like, you recognize that they had family, they had a loss in their lives, but you leave those people alone and let them mourn on their own. The public figures like Kobe, you can have a public showing for him because he was a public figure. It's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
people like to bitch and complain and cry about everything. So
I know. It's the same thing when people like complain about like soldiers dying, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, the difference is that like they chose to go over there.
Yeah, we don't have a draft.
They chose to put themselves in harm's way. Like Kobe Bryant didn't choose to die in a helicopter crash.
Well, he did choose to be on a private helicopter. So you could say that too. He chose to go to a private helicopter. If they took a bus, he probably wouldn't have died.
But if he died in a bus crash, then everybody would turn around and be like, why did you take his helicopter?
It's a thing. You can look at it either way all the time. There's always different ways to look at it.
Right. So, I mean, I get where people are coming from, but they don't see the whole picture. And, you know, it's a horrible thing. Like, Kobe was this generation's Michael Jordan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, kids grew up watching Kobe, just like we grew up watching Jordan.
Yep.
They grew up watching Kobe.
No, I get it. I absolutely get it. By the way.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see all the drama that went on? I'm going to change the subject off of that and bring us back to wrestling before we wrap today. Do you see all the drama that happened with Ringside News? You know, my good friends over there, Jenkins and the hacks over at Ringside News.
No, there's more drama?
Oh, apparently they were at Extreme Rules and a tweet of theirs leaked out. Let me see if I can find the exact tweet.
Extreme Rules, wasn't that like 3 months ago?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes it takes a while for shit to leak out.
Yeah.
So, let me see. I gotta find it. It's in here somewhere. I know it's in this chat, so I can do this and go into here and find it. So they tweeted out this anti-Semitic tweet. I just gotta figure out where it was because I found it here. I shared. Here it is. We'd have photos tonight, but WWE wants to be a bunch of Jew fucks and not let us use more than one device. Hashtag extreme rules. So listen, I tend to say things that people get offended by. I do it all the time. However, what I don't do is say Jew fucks.
Yeah.
Because that's like there's a line. You know what I mean? Like, I can say anything I want about Effie's big gay brunch, but I'm not going to say Jew fuck. I'm just saying. Not a good look Ringside News. And apparently they've been going at, like, them and everybody else now, everyone's attacking them over it. Brad Shepherd has been going at it with Ringside News. Everybody calls them a bunch of hacks, which they are. I've been saying they were hacks for years. That's why Jenkins blocked me on Twitter, because I called them out on being a hack. And they don't even report news. They just copy what other actual journalists post. Like they found it.
Right.
Look at their articles. Like I have the Ringside News app and I go to it all the time just to see what's going on. But they just share articles that are by other people.
They claim them as their own.
It's not that they claim them as their own. They label them very misleadingly. Like, let me see. Let's see if I can find one here. Let's see what we have going on.
So it's all clickbait.
It is, because they'll put a title that you go to, and you're like, oh, that's not really what it was. Like, what? Right.
So yeah, it's all clickbait. It's like the definition of clickbait.
So, Ken Shamrock's father passes away. That's on Ringside News right now.
No.
There's the third. There you go. WWE is cracking down on information leaks. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah?
Because of people like Jenkins over at Ringside News. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't know. But yeah, Road to Mania is underway. We're going. We're not going. We're on the Road to Mania. There's gonna be a lot of
on
stuff. You gotta come down Mania weekend. We're gonna do my you know what I'll be doing Mania weekend. That's my mini vacation. Wednesday to Sunday, I won't be doing anything but watching Mania matches. Mania week shit everywhere. Everything that's on WWN, I'll watch. I'll probably buy some things on Fight. Last year, I was able to get a bunch of... I was so shady. I went and I created like a dozen accounts on Fight using different email addresses that I have. Because I have a bunch of different email addresses for a bunch of different things that I do and have done. So everything's got its own email. And I probably still have like another 5 new emails this year that I use for things since last Mania. So I used all those different emails and I had a Fight will give you a code to send out and you send it out to people. And for everyone that takes the code, you get $5 towards anything on Fight TV. So I got I created like a dozen accounts and linked them all off of my free 5. And they each got a free 5 too. Or it might have been 10. And I got a bunch of shows. I have a list somewhere of all of the different accounts and which shows I had on each account. Because once you buy them, they're there. So I could go back and between my like 10 different accounts, I have half of everything that happened Mania weekend. Like Joey Ryan's penis parties on one, along with Josh Barnett's blood sport. On another one, Orange Cassidy does something, maybe, whatever, is on one. You know, it's... And something else. But it was... Yeah. I'm looking forward to doing that again. That's my favorite part. Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna have to like do a whole big Mania thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Next week coming up, I don't know what do we have coming up next week. There's nothing big right now. We have no big pay per views next weekend.
Yeah, there's nothing right now until at least this stupid Saudi show.
The stupid Saudi show.
Well, the takeover's coming up. That's 2 weeks, right? Takeover Portland.
Takeover's in 2 weeks. Yeah. So we've got nothing big coming up next week. We'll come up. I don't know what we're going to have for a topic next week. We'll figure it out. We'll post some stuff. We'll throw some things out there. Tweet to us. Yeah. Tweet to me. I don't get tweeted to enough. You can tweet to us at S Superkicks or at Sean Puffy. Let me know what you want us to talk about next week. We'll have a big topic on it. Little Superkick Pate, and we'll have a fun show next week. And other than that, man, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, that's it, man.
I want to say go 49ers. Yeah, go Niners.
Go Niners.
Niner Nation, baby. Niner Nation. I'm a Pats fan and I'm a Niners fan, so I'm excited. The Niners in the Super Bowl. We're going to take out the Chiefs tonight. Patrick Mahomes is going to be sunned by Jimmy the Great tonight and this incredible defense. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. So check that out. Make sure you watch the Super Bowl. The XFL starts up soon.
Oh, yay.
We'll have to talk a little bit about that in the coming weeks as that we get ready for that. Other than that, man, there was a lot of wrestling that's gone on recently. Check it all out. I watched ACW last week. Last night, rather. All Combat Wrestling. My Bloody Valentine. So that was where my weekend was last night, drinking and watching that. So, you know, tune in next week. We'll have a good show for you. Follow us on Twitter. Go to the Facebook page. And sometime during the week, I'll post what our topics are going to be. Or maybe I'll post a poll and ask you guys what our topics should be. And let the listeners pick our topics for the next week. But until then, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm Mike Kang.
And this has been Smarks Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. Peace out, Boston.